Okay. Our first speaker this morning is the chairman of the board of the American Planning Association. The American Planning Association is one of our key partners in trying to improve the urbanism in America, and we've worked closely with them on a number of projects, and they're just a few blocks down the street from us in Chicago. And a lot of CNU members are APA members and vice versa. And so we are very proud of that relationship. And here to speak to us this morning is the chairman of the APA, Bob Hunter.
Okay. Good morning. Sunday morning, I guess, in Austin, right? Anyway, I thank you for the invitation from CNU to come back to my home state. I was born in Texas, San Antonio, and appreciate the opportunity to come back, especially now, this time of the year when the flowers are out, and it is just fantastic. If any of you have taken any of the tours that were made available to you. I am somewhat disappointed, Heather, that I looked at the tours and my hometown was not on the tour. It's about 20 miles south of San Antonio. It's a little town called Floresville. No one's heard of it, of course not. But its claim to fame is it's the hometown of Governor John Conley. So that does ring a bell, I'm sure. But Floresville's population is 6,400. I always remember that because my family was five, and I remember wondered, what if we weren't here? Would it have been 6,000? Anyway, Floresville's been going through somewhat of a renaissance, and I just want to give you a picture because I think that's happening all over the state of Texas and in many of our smaller cities all over the country. Floresville's a small town. We have small houses there. They're building way on the outskirts and outside the much larger subdivisions. But I grew up in the heart of the city where we had porches. We had small yards. We had balconies on those that could afford two-story homes. We would leave our bicycles in the front yard. We would leave the front doors unlocked, screen doors, the cars unlocked. And it was a good time. We could walk down a block or two, and I could pick up my friend Ted Barber. And we could go on to downtown, which is about three or four blocks away. Downtown was a neat place. We could go into the post office and they'd hand us our mail. We could go to the cafe, and if any of you have had a chance here in Austin, the Wright's Cafe, the food was chicken fried steak, white gravy. If you haven't had a chance, try and take advantage of that here in Texas. But the main place in Floresville, Texas, was our drugstore. And that's what I want you to remember about what I'm trying to say to you is the activity center was the drugstore. And that you could walk in, again, you'd tell them, I'm here to pick up my dad's medicine, they'd hand it to you. You could walk over and get a fountain Coke then. But the thing there were a bunch of, I'd say, older men there sitting around a round table. And they were the people that ran the town. And they were always sitting there drinking coffee. They were smoking cigarettes at that time. And it was an interesting place that it never quite really registered to me what was going on at that table. But it was a round table, and they sat there mid-morning and sit there for a couple of hours. And mid-afternoon, they'd sit there for an hour or two. And that's where the city's politics were really decided. That's where I got my sense of place, my sense of security that has been with me, I think, throughout my entire life. The ability to walk around knowing who lived in what house. I can even remember who left what house and who came back in. Sometimes the homes were much too close together. And we knew who was having what type of argument. But that was okay because the next day we ran into everybody downtown and we met at the drugstore and we all got over those sort of things. But that drugstore was our Starbucks of now, I realized. That's where everybody came together. They talked about city business, those who made those decisions. And so I left there, as I said, with a sense of security, a sense of place that I think we at APA, I think you at CNU, are trying to accomplish in all of the things that you do and the lectures that you go to. I know that Heather and I think I'd call it the Austin Committee put together a very, very good program as I looked through it. Looking at Henry Cisneros, I say Henry because I was planning director in San Antonio when Henry was a city councilman there. But I've also noticed the Dallas Light Rail mobile tour, Georgetown, San Antonio Riverwalk, Mission Trail, and the King William area. If any of you took any of those tours, you are truly seeing a renaissance in San Antonio. I relate to the King William area when some of those homes went for $12,000. Long time ago. But what's happening in that King William area is the neighborhoods adjacent to the King William area are taking hold, and they are going through a renaissance, and it's really creating the sense of security, the sense of neighborhood that we keep talking about as we build and rebuild and redevelop our communities. I think you're doing an excellent job because you're gaining the confidence and conviction you need to go out and convince people that this is the right way to do things. I think you're getting your message out. That's part of what APA is trying to do, is get the message out. It reminds me of a story some time ago, several years ago. I was commuting from my hometown. I live in another small town called Plant City, Florida. It's about 20,000 people. My wife's from Paris, Texas. I'm from Floresville, Texas. But when we moved there about 20 years ago, we moved downtown. It's a walkable community. Enjoyed it a lot in that it has 3 elementary schools, 2 junior high schools, and 1 high school, the typical family of schools. It has 1 church of each type, of each denomination. It was a nice place to grow up, and I think it was a nice place for our children to grow up. I'm glad we had the opportunity to do it. My wife was a school teacher there. But as I was commuting into Tampa, which is where I work, I was listening to CNN on XM radio. And Dr. Sanjay Gupta, senior medical correspondent, I hope all of you have heard about that man, seen that man. If you listen to CNN, you'll see his medical reports all the time. He was on the radio. And he was talking about, it was during the holiday season, and he was talking about the stress that we all go through during that time of the year. And we're wondering about what gifts to buy and what to buy for dinner. And he says, you know, they're building communities now to relieve that stress. That caught my attention. Okay, what's he going to say next? And he says, well, it's a place where you can walk. You can take your children to school. You can walk across the street to the park. You can walk to the post office. You can meet your family for dinner. It's certainly a way to live to where you're not in the hustle and bustle and stress of every day. And you need to contact APA. Okay, that's great. Turned up the radio. I tried to look at the time to make sure so I could get a copy of what he was talking about. He went on to stress APA. He's been talking about the ability to know your neighbor. If they're on the second story, you know, they just want to say hello. They don't want to be interrupted. On the first floor, they want to say hello to you and that sort of thing. But he says that's a way that where people are being given the opportunity to buy homes, to live a different type of life than what most of you are used to. And he used the term suburbia. And so I was really getting goosebumps thinking it was, you know, contact your local APA. And then he says, if you want to learn more about this, he says, I really strongly suggest you call APA, the American Psychological Association. Well, I got my comeuppance. We'd been working on a marketing program at APA, and apparently it hadn't worked or hadn't reached him. But I realized we had a lot of work to do. Last fall, APA introduced a new program called Great Places in America. We did this on purpose, not just to go with a program where we talked about 10 great streets and 10 great neighborhoods. We did this to get the word out about planning But we also use this as an ability to reach people so that we can talk about climate change, so we can talk about, not lobby, but inform in Washington about what we think are the priorities, but we can talk about the things that are important to planners, creating a sense of place. And so I think it worked very well for us from the standpoint that 10 great streets, I mentioned two of them, St. Charles Avenue with the cable car in New Orleans, 125th Street in New York. It covered all of the United States. 10 great neighborhoods, Pike's Place Market in Seattle, Eastern Market in Washington, D.C. I hope some of these places register for you. The other one is Old West Austin. If you've had a chance, hopefully you had a chance to visit that. But we were able to reach 20 million people viewership. We were able to reach 5 million people from the standpoint of reading about it. Now, that's pretty good coverage from just a small program. We hope to expand it next year into 10 great places. The reason we're trying to do that is the ability to reach out and market our product. The same thing I encourage you to do. We come to these conferences, we learn more from each other, we learn more on these mobile tours. The most important thing is that we market the product so that we can reach out and inform and get more people thinking about that sense of place. I mentioned Plant City, where I live, and one more story is that instead of the Floresville drugstore, there's the Plant City Farmers Market restaurant, and their claim to fame is tomato gravy. I remember foods all the time, I guess. But that's where they have a round table, and all the men in Plant City, they go to sit, and they talk about the politics, state, local, whatever. And a couple of years ago, I needed to the organization I work for is the Hillsborough County City County Planning Commission, besides my volunteer work at APA. And we do the long-range planning for four governments, a million people, 1,000 square miles. Tremendous opportunity for growth and redevelopment. But I needed to talk to this one individual who's a Plant City commissioner at that time. His name was Johnny Bird. So I knew to make an arrangement with Johnny, pick up the phone, call him, meet him at Freddy's Farmers Market. So I walked in, said hello to all the gentlemen around the round table, of course, and then Johnny and I went off to the corner, and I started talking to him about this plan amendment. And he looked at me and he said, "Bob, why do we do planning?" And I wasn't prepared for him to throw that at me. So I said, "Well," and I knew he lived in one of these dead snake communities where the subdivisions peel off. But anyway, I said, "Johnny, that's because that's so you don't have a gas station next door to where you live." "Oh, okay." So we went on, and I started explaining the plan amendment. And then another year or so went by, and I had to talk to Johnny again. But Johnny then was a state legislature later. And I needed to talk to him about Florida's growth management law, and I met him at Plant City, Freddy's Farmers Market. And as we sat down, "Bob, why do we do planning?" And I met with him probably 10 times during 3 or 4 years, and he was always pushing my buttons on that. And I tried to come up with a different answer to him every time about why we did planning, whether it was that gas station or a four-lane road in front of his house or something, so that to make him think back. Well, the next year, he became Speaker of their House, State of Florida. And I was glad I knew the Speaker of the House. But one evening, I received a call, and it was Johnny Bird, Speaker of the House, State of Florida. And he said, "Bob, I've got some legislation that's on my desk that they want to move on to the floor. What do you think about it?" He wasn't asking me, "Why do we do planning?" He was asking me about a piece of legislation that he was thinking about putting on to the floor of the Florida House. And the point was, I got a chance, because he was asking my opinion, to say, "Johnny, I think that's a pretty good piece of legislation. I had been studying it." And lo and behold, by the end of that session, we were able to have schools as a mandated item, as they require comprehensive planning in the state of Florida, to look at the capacity and location of schools in our comprehensive plans. Not a bad response to a late phone call from somebody that I just started out talking to him about why we do planning. Now, I just challenge you to think about it. When you go home, wouldn't it be nice, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice if your local elected official called you to say, come tell me about farm-based codes. I'm thinking about introducing it. I think we need to move on this. So what I'm suggesting to you is take every advantage that you can of everyone that you talk to, because they move up in the chain, and one of these days they're going to call you and ask you your opinion on something. So in closing, I'd like to say, whether it's your Floresville's drugstore, or Plant City's Farmers Market, or maybe the Starbucks at Celebration, if CNU and APA are really serious about creating a sense of place and about the subject of sustainability, which we keep talking about, and climate change, the three thoughts I want to leave with you with those stories. First is, find your own drugstore. I didn't say drug corner. I said find your own drugstore, okay? Think about where that drugstore is in your local town right now, in your community. Second is, build relationships with the elected officials. Help them, help us make our communities more sustainable. If we just talk to ourselves, we're not going to get anywhere with that. The third point is, spread the word, and I think you're doing that by your conference here. And finally, I think all of us at CNU and at APA need to remember, with every action you take, with every recommendation you make, you are changing the face of the earth. Make it sustainable. Thank you.
Could I put one thing? Do you have slides?
Okay. Thank you very much. And if you call a politician at 3 a.m., I used to be a politician. You'll get my answer. You would get my answering service. Okay. But I want to just say that we really appreciate the rich relationship that we have with APA. It's been useful for a lot of things, including they even have a new urbanism division, which where they learn about us and we learn about what they think about us, and it works pretty well. It's my pleasure now to introduce the author of The Geography of Nowhere and the Long... Never mind. Emergency. But also the person responsible for my wife and I being in CNU in the first place. He lived next door to my sister, who is a sometimes employed songwriter and guitar player and singer, who hung out on Kunstler's porch. And she told him that I was the mayor of Milwaukee at the time, and then he was going to the first Congress in Alexandria, and he felt that it was important that I and Susan go. And so he checked, and they said, no, you can't come. We're only allowing 100 people. So then he said, no, he pushed harder, and then we were able to go. So anyway, he's spoken to us before, but not for a while. All he's done lately is just introduce other people, like in Providence, which was really good, because the people he brings in to listen to are really worth listening to. But now you can actually hear from Jim Kunstler again. To talk about whatever he damn well pleases. Jim Kunstler.